Microsoft may have sworn off employee stock options, but that doesn't mean other technology companies are lining up to follow the software giant's lead. In fact, many firms, such as Intel, Cisco Systems, and Oracle, have reaffirmed options as a valuable means of attracting top employees. NPR's Elaine Corey reports that for many disillusioned high-tech workers, options already have lost their appeal.
Stock options give employees the right to buy shares at a set price sometime in the future. It's been several years since this popular form of compensation could keep high-tech employees working round the clock on the chance of cashing out to become a 20-something millionaire. Those days vanished with the stock market crash in 2001. For Rob Rooch, an engineer who worked at the now-defunct cable modem company Excite at Home, the promise of stock options died with his employer.
I would get these huge stock option grants, and they actually meant nothing. And they were more of an insult because they would never work out to being anything.
Rooch is conferring with his current boss over lunch in San Francisco. Lisa Horner founded an early web design company, Out of the Blue Design. She remembers the heady days of soaring IPOs, but now feels vindicated, having chosen a profit-sharing plan for her employees instead of stock options.
I started in 95. We've never given stock options. I thought from the very beginning that that was a false motivator.
Both Horner and Rooch approve of Microsoft's recent move. In an internal email on Tuesday, the company said beginning in September it would phase out its stock option program in favor of granting employees restricted shares of actual stock that would vest over 5 years. Employees would own something of value even if the shares are not rising in price, and Microsoft would record those shares as an expense on income statements. Tim Bratzos is another San Francisco employee who held worthless stock options at a dot-com that went belly up. Now with Advent Software, Bratzos says Microsoft's plan would lead to more honest accounting, and that should set a precedent with other tech companies.
If I understand the financing part of it, it shows on the books as actually giving out compensation, which is different than it currently is. I think that's better because it means that you're going to have a better idea of what a company is worth versus not knowing how many millions of shares of cheap stock people could buy at any time.
Bratzos doesn't imagine many of Microsoft's rivals will start expensing their stock options or abandon them in favor of stock grants. As he points out, few firms have Microsoft's financial strength or market dominance. Startups in particular have little but the promise of future rewards to entice employees to climb on board. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.